Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
For centuries, generation after generation, people were waiting for the Savior. Waiting and waiting. Interestingly enough, we're waiting too for the second coming. The Lord doesn't mind His people waiting. Have you noticed? Chance for us to grow in patience, I suppose. But we celebrate today the first coming of our Lord into human history to begin to fulfill the promise of coming as Savior, and then on Easter, the death and resurrection, and then eventually ascension, the redemption of man. And we'll save that for Easter. Today, we should be filled with joy and remember the first coming. Yes, joy. Now, we know, everyone knows, that life is not just, you know, bouncing around, unless you're on something. Life has griefs and sufferings. We all know that. Yet, because He came, because He fulfilled His promise, underneath whatever we're going through, and sometimes we are genuinely happy, things are going awesome, well, praise the Lord. And then sometimes things are just going horrible, at least in our perception, but objectively, there are horrible things that happen to people, as we know. Okay, you're going horrible, and yet, even then, we need to have an underlying joy. Now, some people may have a hard time saying, well, how the heck can you do that? How can I have something bad going on and have an underlying joy? Because we're not dealing with just natural things here. We're dealing with the natural world, and we live in it, but also the supernatural realities. And let me tell you, or as you know, but it's more of a reminder, the supernatural is above the natural. And as with the incarnation, God coming into the natural world and becoming man, yet remaining God, the supernatural enters the natural world. Miracles, consolations, grace, etc. So the joy that we need to keep, or at least desire to keep, or if we think we've lost it, to desire to regain it, is a supernatural joy that can underlie even natural tragedies. And why should we have this joy? Because He came. Rather, today I should point over there. I'm used to pointing over here, but we had the nativity scene out. He came for us to point the way that in the future we will have something better. Life with Him, without pain, without suffering, without tragedy, without any more lies. That can be a very subtle, you know, not the subtle joy that is in us. First and foremost, let us desire to keep that, along with hope. Because if we don't have joy and hope, you risk going into despair. What's the point of life? Okay? We all know that. Plus, life without any joy or hope, even subtle, even a subtle level, you actually create your own miserable life. So you're not going to be any good to yourself, to anybody else. So don't do that. Desire that joy. And if you don't have, if you don't feel a little joy or hope, that's your Christmas request to Jesus. Then ask him here at this Mass to give you a little of his joy or hope, which is supernatural. Right, you can't make it yourself. You need it from him. Ask him today, right now at this Mass, if you don't think you have any, because you need it. A couple other things that we should have, because Catholics are good with, well, we need to be good because we have to find a way to deal with it. Keeping a bunch of things in tension, right? We got to keep a number of things in tension. Humility. Where was Almighty, ineffable, and infinite God born? We all know, right? Born in a cave, born in a manger, there were some animals there, straw, the whole nine yards. Almighty God? Given birth out of a woman, out of a creature, on straw, with a bunch of animals. The humblest of settings. So if we're going to be temples of the Holy Spirit, our hearts need to be humble mangers, because our God is humble. The devil's the prideful one. And as you got for 4 weeks, well, 3 weeks and 9 hours or whatever, in our last Advent, keep vigilance. Remember, we're people of waiting, and he's coming again. And so that preparedness, that watchfulness of the sentry, we need to have that intention too. And always be ready. So if there are a few of you, I say a few of you because it's 7 a.m. If there are a few of you that made it to this earliest Mass, midnight was earliest, but this dawn Mass, and you haven't been regularly coming to the sacraments, start today and keep it up. Keep it up. Hey, you're here. Why not make this day one? Now keep it up, because we need grace from confession. We need grace from the Eucharist to have the level of joy, to remain hopeful, to remain vigilant for the one who is giving us the grace, and to keep us free of pride, and to keep our hearts humble. We need the sacraments and prayer. So keep it up, and let this be truly a new year for you.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.